Hey, good morning again, Avosai, and good Chodesh. I'd like to finish today the Siman of Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, and Bez Hashem, the remaining 3 days, we'll talk about Hagolas Kelim, Hechsher Kelim. Then later I'll send you the sources. I have two different packets on that. So we're up to in this Shir Bey is what I call the second packet of Shir Bey, so it'll be a third part. Source number 7, which is Sif Yud Dalet. That's what we're up to, Sif Yud Dalet. The Chumash HaDeshen was asked the following question in source number 70, Simon Reish Nun Zayin in the Chumash HaDeshen. He was asked, Kli Matchas HaLakuch Men HaNachri, Shetzorach Tvila, regular case, ordinary case of a metal keli that was acquired from a non-Jew. It requires Tvila, according to everybody. That's not the question. Shor L'Sholcha De Koton L'Tvila Olo. Sometimes you have that, you know, they send a little kid to go, not a little kid, I'm not a three-year-old, but, you know, to have the kid go to Tevila, right? It's Erev Pesach, everybody's busy, see, and they live near the mikvah, so you send a kid, a cotton, to do the Tevila. So the Shmuel Sadeshin says, Yeroi delo shori lemebet hachi. He thinks it's not right to do that, it's not correct, okay, because the Kavanah, he assumes, the Kavanah, the Tevila's Kavanah, the Kukun, the Doraisa, lo mehemnen alea lektona, alea lekotten. Okay, we have, of course, in general, eid echon emon bisurin. Whenever you have an issur v'heter, so we don't have to have two people in the witness that the person was tovel the kli, or of an individual. Okay, a woman is nemenes to say that she went to the mikveh, right? You don't have to have eidim, eid echon emon bisurin. So, but the thing is that a cotton is not included. Okay, a cotton is not included. So, the, in terms of eidus. Okay. A cotton is not included. So he says, "Lo mehemnina la cotton." Afal gav biyodohu, even though you know a cotton, it's biyodo. He has the ability to do it, so you know he can accomplish it. And second of all, milso les beitorach, not such a big deal necessarily. And in this context, he refers to gemaram psachim, atosim psachim, with regards to bedikas chametz and so on, where we have the concept hemnuah rabbanim midrabbanim. But that's not true about a cotton. Our loktan, that gemara in our bepsachim and the avdalam beis of ham and olive, we have hemnuah drabanim and drabanim. Rabbanim were relaxed some of the requirements in terms of edus and so on and amonas with the din drabanim. Okay, so they were, but not so over here. Okay, not so with a cotton. So if that's the case, he concludes that a cotton is not eligible. You can't name it the cotton lab bar kavano latvil the halasa. Okay, the linen haksul yachol lamdu shikav latar. But the issue is not necessarily an issue of the person's ability, because you can train them to do it properly, right? And the Shulchan Aruch therefore rules in 71 as if you're dalid by us and yisum kufchav ein maminim cotton al tvilas cotton. You can't rely or depend upon a cotton. The cotton is not neman to say that he was tovel. Okay, because we have no drabonim, but many assume this is doraisa, and all others as the Shmuel Sadeshin suggests it doesn't apply over to a cotton, and so on. So therefore, we don't rely on. However, avolim tovlo if they got will have a tefila, but the act of tefila, if the cotton knows what he's doing, like we said before, even though cotton is labar kavana, but for tefila it's okay. Okay, if he's able to, the God will present, so then that's a different story. Then it's okay. We'll talk about God will have a tefila. Okay, what's the reason we don't rely on the cotton? So again, the Taz in 72 and so cotton Taz Zion says Lefisha Tefilas Kelim Doraisa. The assumption is Tefilas Kelim is Doraisa. Okay, and here he writes even Tavol if they God will also tefila. Why? Why if it's if there's no Namanas? The answer is so he says because there's really two reasons. One, first of all. So you need to have kavana, but you can train the cotton to have proper. And as the Taz explains, in the name of the Shmuel Sadeshin, the reason we can rely on a cotton if a gadol was there, okay, even according to the shita that requires kavana altogether. That's a question by Nida. We're not our issue now, but it's a question. There's a Nida, we'll talk about it in the next sif in a moment, but let's say there's a woman have to have kavana to go. Let's say a woman, whatever, anyone who's tamei, falls into a mikveh. Okay, they fall in. They have no intention. But Lamaisa, they're in the mikveh, right? Do they have kavanah or not? That's a discussion, Hilchos Nidus, even according to the Rosh, who require, that's what the Shimon Tzadash was talking about. According to the Rosh, okay, requires kavanah. That's not a problem over here because you can teach the cotton that you should have kavanah for Torah purposes, okay? And, or alternatively, that's true by Nida, but as the Taz says, then v'kan lo b'inin kavanah klal. That's only to maybe a special din by Nida, but here you don't need kavanah. You need that the keli was immersed in a mikveh. If it was, it was. Okay? So the Gaon only gives a reason in Skrat and Lamed Vav. He only said tefillas kelim d'oraisa. He only gives that reason, tefillas kelim d'oraisa. Again, we had that as a machlok at the very beginning. Tefillas kelim d'oraisa, so cotton can't be, you can say mehemnin rabbanon l'rabbanon. Okay, the Rabbanan relied, you know, in the case of Rabbanan, but this is a case of Daraisa. Okay, however, what's interesting is, based upon that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger posits here in Simkuf Chof Sifti Dalal, Amat Taz, in Simkuf Tazayin, Yafiz Enos Ad B'chiz Chuchis, Maminu LeKotten. The whole reason we don't rely on a cotton is because the Tevila is only Daraisa. Yeah, but Tevila of a glass Kalim is not Daraisa, that we explain, right? So therefore he says, the Chula Amat Zulak Rabbanan. Right, when it comes to glass, then the chiyuv is only a drabbanan. So if the whole reason why we're not relying on the cotton is because there's a din d'oraisa, and you can't rely on a cotton and a din, and the monos and a din d'oraisa, the drabbanan can rely on a drabbanan, but they can't do a d'oraisa. Okay, so if that's the case, we keep making posits, well, if it's only glassware, then it's okay. Because glassware anyway is only a chiyuv drabbanan. And so you have a difference there between zchuchis and matras in that regard. And that's an important point. You know, even if a gadol is not there, you can rely on a cotton, maybe on when the whole tefillah is on the rabbanan to begin with. The Pesachei Tshuva in 75, it's a cotton Yud Dalad. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes a prima gadim in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, maybe it's because the problem is Hilchos Pesach. We do find that the cotton has nemanos, so. The Prima Gadim suggests that nevertheless, we're not going to rely on him over here, even though we might rely on him by some other inyanim, even by glass, for example, we shouldn't rely on him, because here, this is Chazek Yisura. That's what he writes. He quotes, he says, the Af B'Kliz Chuchas, in the second line of Pesachei Tshuva, in 75, the Af B'Kliz Chuchas, Darbonan Gam Kenir De'enu Neman, Kenir De'enu Cheskes Yisur. It has its chazak isura. There is its chazak isura. All right, a cotton can be believed when it's a suffix or something along those lines. In the case of a suffix, then we can rely on him. But we don't rely on him in this case of its chazak isura. Okay. However, we do want to mention that elsewhere in Hilchos Pesach, take a look in 76 in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tov Lamed Zayin of Arachaim, Siv Dalad. Okay, we say cotton near Shish Bodas lived out. A cotton is neman with regard to Bleekus Chomets. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Cotton Yud Zayin, I feel her Sham Vada Chomets, even if we know that there was Chomets there, Gam Ken Nemanim Elo Shomer Shabotku Ubirosom. They're believed to say it. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Cotton Yud Ches in Orchaim Sim Tof Lamed Zayin, 77, but after the Evidim Omer Shabotku in Torah Chalaf Slobizgo Mekomel Chatchila, a Nochon Litzavos Le Elivtok, Shabadika Yeshbo Torah Goro, Yeshlocho Shemis Atzel. Okay? Especially with Tanim, they won't do a thorough job. Okay, because we do believe a cotton when it's biyado, okay, and apparently even when it's chazak isura. So it's these machlokas are chonim, I'm pointing out. Again, go back. Kibega says we did the rabbanon, so then we can be rely on the cotton, because the whole reason we don't rely on him seems to be because tefillas kelim d'oraisa according to most views, but by glass it's not the case. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes a prima gadim who says not so, because it's chazak isura. But the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach seems to imply that we do rely on a cotton because it's biyado, okay? It's biyado, and it's also not such here it's not such a big tarach. So that's what he allows. Just in a similar way, yeah. Okay, there's also discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva. In the Prima Gadim, there's also discussion about how old the cotton has to be. Okay, so much about that. All right, so that's the Sif Yudalim. Sif Tezvav is really a continuation. What about a guy who was told of the Kli? Okay, you have an assistant or a housekeeper, whatever. Go, you have a lot of stuff to be told. What kind of guy put it in? Again, the idea is Lamaisa, the glass was immersed, or the metal, whatever, was immersed in the mikveh. So it's a different who puts it in, right? So for that, again, there's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin, actually, on Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, 78. Itmar, Nida Shenensa V'Tavla, okay? If a Nida, she was Tovelis against her will, so to speak. I think I'm going to explain what it was. Let's say she fell into something, right? She's Torah for her husband. Lebeisa Rashi says is Ligazakek Lebala. She can resume marital relations with her husband, but she cannot eat Truma. Okay, so in other words, without going into details right now, because I'm not learning Chosnida right now, but the woman goes to the mikvah, the woman becomes a nida, there's two things. She's a sur labailo, okay, she's forbidden to be with her husband. And it's also in the laws of Tumantara, she's Tamea, right? So she's not allowed to eat Truma and so on, or other laws of Tumantara. So the that's the whole question of the lumdas, are they connected or not connected? Not for right now. But the point is that the woman who fell into a mikveh didn't have no intention of going to the mikveh. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, 78, she somehow went into the mikveh against her will without realizing whatever the mitzvahs will be. And she's also to her, she's mutter to her husband, still also lecho b'tshuma. Yochanan Rav af lebeisa lo tara. And no, it doesn't work even for her husband either. On the Rabbi of Nachman, the Rav, the Amar Tahor LeBeis Masulecho Truma, Avon Kares Hutra Isur Misa Abaya. And Amar Lei Baile Chulin Hu, the Chulin Lo Boy Kavana. That's the key for us right now. Chulin Lo Boy Kavana. All right, for there's no need for Kavana. It's an Isur Heter issue, right? Mutar Aser. Okay, so and it's not a matter of Truma or Kodshim and so on and so forth. It's a Chulin, low boy Kavana. All right, that's what you know, Rav said, Tahor LeBeis Asur Lecho B'Truma. What do you mean? It's a bigger issue to be with the husband when she's in either, to eat Truma when she's in either. So shouldn't it be? Well, certainly, but it's a different story. There's a din of Chulin. Being with a husband is not a din of Kodshim and Taras, because there's a din of Chulin. So the Chulin, where we're making, but not for other things. So Chulin, low boy Kavana. So in Hilchas Nida, also your day. Simkuf tzadiches if memches 80. Shulchan Aruch says neither shetavla below kavana. Kigon shenafla tochamayim. She fell into the water. Oh, she yard ala hakeh. She just wanted to cool off. What a hot summer day. The mikveh says she just jumped in to cool herself off a little bit. Harezu mataras labala counts as a bala tefila. She's mataras labala. There are more rights. V'yesh machmir matzichan osa tefila acheres. Some are machmir, and he says v'yesh lahachmir lechatchila. V'yesh lahachmir lechatchila. So Rashba has a tshuva, I printed here in 81, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, V'gam Ma Shamarto Ma'u Lahapil Kli Aledei Goy. Let's come to our situation now, okay? The Rashba has a tshuva, it's a brief tshuva. He writes, Zu lo shamati, aval nir nadram shumutar, shalo omer lebitchisidayim lachila sheikh mir ba mishum srach truma. Again, this is L'chulin. L'chulin Gemar said, there in L'chulin Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, L'chulin lo boy kavana. Right, this is not a matter of kachim and taris and so on. It's mutter because it's a matter of chulin. Right, the tefillah counts. Okay, yeah, all right. For isur v'heter purposes, the Rashba writes in his tshuva. Similarly, the same thing over here. The kavan is not needed. Right, so a goy is tovel. It's okay. Now he elaborates further. In another tshuva, Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Nun Hey, which we actually saw a part of this tshuva already in 82. Okay, and the Rashba in this tshuva, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, gives basically three reasons. And we saw this again. We saw this in the context of whether tefillah is in fact oraisa or rabbanon. Okay, that's what we talked about. Can you have a shliach? There's an akum, right? An akum is nismai. Look at the question. Shal to akum mashi atbil kli. Yisrael Achashinoda Katpolis Kela Mitzvah Medivay Sofrim. Let's discuss what that means exactly. Okay. Hadavar Aide Shaluch can be done through our Shliach. So, in this week's Sedjan, Parshas Korach, one thing we learn from Parshas Korach is the laws of Shlichas, right? And one of the din is, a Shliach has to be, you know, Shufus and Kamoso, a Shliach has to be a Ben Brith, has to be Jewish. All right. So, that's the question is over here. And so, first of all, he discusses whether this is why we saw that Shuvah last week. Mashamarta Shetulis Kelim Divrei Sofim Lo Kulam Amodim Bo. Not so in the way what they had this with the Rambam held and so on and so forth. But he does bring up as a tzad lahokel basically three things. First of all, again, Kolchun Loboy Kavona, like the Gemara said in 78, for matters of chulin don't require kavona. Okay. Number two, for Tvilas Kelim, you don't need shlichas. Okay, there's no shlichas. You're not pointing to the shliach. The thing has to, the kelim has to be immersed. Okay, and thirdly, he said, many Rishonim hold, it's no worse than the woman who went into the mikveh to cool off or fell into the mikveh. It counts, according to Akamar and Rav and various poskim, it counts for chulin purposes, right? You don't need kavana for that. So for those three reasons, the same thing is true over here, and that's how the Rashba writes in this tshuva. All right, and so you look in 83 here by us now, Siv Tesvav, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in the name of the like the Rashba. Okay, im hitbil kelim al yidei over kochavim, also lahem trila. Even if a goy did it, also to aval eno neman atzil. The goy is no neman to say that he did it. That's not going to help, right, unless you're around. So the goy can do the actual maisa trila. Okay. And the Ramor writes is no nemonis. All right, so you have to have a Jew around. All right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. The Taz in Sivkot and Yud Zayin, the Shach in Sivkot and Chav Ches described that not everyone agrees with that ruling. Okay, not everyone's on board with that. Okay, the Bach, the Taz quotes the Bach. Okay. Taz quotes the Bach, and he said it doesn't help, okay, because Tvila does need, okay, and even though the Taz himself disagrees, but he has a few reasons why he says the Rashba himself, the Rashba was one of the Machmirim by Nida. Rashba by Nida was Machmir, here by Tvila, and the two Chuvas we just saw, he was Makel. Okay, so obviously he holds that Tfilas Nida and Tfilas Kelim are not the same thing. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, number two, the Trumas Hadeshin that we saw before also. This is all quoted in this Taz here in Sukkot Yudzayin, the Shach and Chav Ches, 845. Okay, Trumas Hadeshin said that at the end of the day, okay, the Kelim don't aser the food. Okay, there's a mitzvah to be Tovel Kelim, but it doesn't aser the food, but the Evid. So therefore, we also room to be Makel. All right, and again, even the Ramor seems to agree. So the Shach, the Taz have gotten Yud Zayin 84. Okay, defends the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch that accounts against the objection of his Mor B'Chosni the Bach. But he writes again towards the end. Look at the last couple of lines of 84. Avol Tamirli Heich Yavarich Hamashir Pelo Kachavim VaYisrael Eno Sekum. What about the Bracha? What about the bracha? There's a bracha on tefillah. It's kind of a mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah, the rabbanim, it's a mitzvah. So that the Jew can't say a bracha and do nothing, right? The Jew's going to stand in like a bracha, and the guy does all the work. That he can't do. So he says, "How are you going to make a bracha?" Therefore, al kain ein roi lasus kain lechatchila. Okay, I don't think it's right lechatchila to have a guy do it. And he writes, "Mishum hachi." Look at the language of Shulchan Aruch in 83. It's if tesvav im hitbil kalim. If you did it already, it's the eved. Im, I already did it. All right, it's a lashon the eved. Okay, but lechatchila we wouldn't do it. Okay, because because one of the things you lose the bracha. Now, if the Yisrael, you have a lot of glasses, a lot of silverware, a lot of pans, whatever. So the guy's helping. You're doing stuff also. You're in the mikveh. You're also where he's putting, or he or she's putting something also. That's something else. The Jew makes a bracha, then it's all right. Okay. The Shach in Sivkot and Chav Ches also, again, he quotes the Bach, who disagrees, but he says that he thinks he defends it, and he says at the end, well, if he's there, im noflu kelim amayim kodem tvila ein tzorach tvila. Okay, if the all the forks or whatever else fell into the thing before, then it's still gonna be okay. Okay, even though there was no kavana. Okay, so that's where we have that kula. Finally, Sif Tazayin, which is the last Sif here, and then we'll get into some of the Halacha Maaseh Tshuvas. Okay. Finally, Sif Tazayin discusses the following situation. What if it's a Shabbos, or it's very close to Shabbos, and you have new Kelim you need for Shabbos, or Yontif, or whatever, and you don't have any, and you don't have the not able to go to a mikveh. So there is a Mishnah in Beitza. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 86. Mishnah Beitza Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Well, the Mishnah says Chal Lios Achar Shabbos. Chal means Chal Yontif. Yontif fell right after Shabbos. Sometimes Shabbos goes right into Yontif. Can happen. Happen next year. Happened last year with Shavuos. If you remember. Okay, Yontif went right into Shabbos went right into Yontif, and it happened next year with Pesach. Next year was one of those funny years, right? Where Erev Pesach is called B'Shabbos. That's next year. So it goes for Yontif goes right into Shabbos. So B'Shamay Omrim Matbilin Es Hakol Milifnei HaShabbos. Everything you have, you'll have to be tovel before Shabbos. Okay, and again, you could, including yourself. We have a din Chayav Adam Latar Atzma Regel. Okay, so B'Shamay everything has to be done before Shabbos. The Kalim, I agree, you have to do it before Shabbos. But the person himself, which is not our topic now, the person himself can be Tavel on Shabbos. Okay? And they have other things which they agree on, not our issue so much. Okay? Then the Rashi says, Matpilas a kol, according to Beishamai, kol hatzorach tvila bein adam bein kelim. Everything which, this is again, is all in Beitza Yud Zayin on Beis. Everything which needs tvila, whether a person needs tvila, because chayav adam ataris from the regular, you have kelim need tvila, everything before Shabbos. Why? And again, the next Rashi in 87, lifnei Shabbos, the kaimel on Rosh Hashanah, chayav adam ataris has from the regular, and so on. So, hilchot gat b'mer of Shabbos, also hat b'Shabbos yontif. You can't go to the mikvah on Shabbos yontif, according to Beishamai. And Beisilla disagrees. Okay, Beisilla disagrees. Beisilla says, I agree by Kalim. Okay, Beisilla Omrim, top of the next page. Okay, Bahadanaka Shabbos, Abusash, Beisilla, Philip Shabbos, Sorobodim. Even on Shabbos, you can go into the mikveh. Okay, and the rest of the part is not really our issue. But the Gemara says, in 88, the Gemara says, but 1 second, all right, the Gemara says, the Chul on the Zanar base. All right. The subsequent Gemara says the chula al mamia kli b'Shabbos lo. Regarding kelim, then there's no machlokas. Right, the kli for sure. Okay, everyone agrees that kli is the tosa. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to give a whole bunch of reasons why that should be. Which you know the Gemara there it really goes over to you. The Chesam al Beitza. You can look it up if you want. Okay, but here we find that clearly everyone agrees that kelim you can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, the Gemara has a few different reasons, and I've shown him each pick different reasons. Okay, some say Shema Yischat, you know, the Schita, you'll dry it and you'll squeeze out the towel. Others say that you know, end up carrying like by shofar and by lulav, you know, end up carrying Shema Yerenu Dal Amos for Sarabim. You'll carry the thing into the mikveh, out of the mikveh, forget that the Shabbos, you'll carry. Okay, others give a reason. This again, it's all in the Gemara, and then the next Amud. Okay, and Yilches and Aleph. So the others say because you won't run to Taiva when you have to, and you'll have this stuff around, it'll become Tommy. You know, you'll be the Tommy the Truma, and so on. Okay, anyway, so this is a machloka. It's a machloka to be shown him. Again, you can look it up. It's there in Or HaChaim, Simen Shin Chav Gimel. I printed it here, okay, in Simen Shin, but that's what the post can talk about. Or HaChaim, Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Chav Gimel, Sif Zion, 89. Mutar Lahatbil Kli Chodosh Haton Tvila. Okay, if you have a brand new kli, all right, so then it's mutter. That's because some Rishonim say if the whole concern is, you know, you'll end up squeezing something, but that's not relevant to brand new kalim, okay, which has never been used before. So some of the reasons don't seem to apply in that case. If it's a kli chodesh, so some people are mater v'yeshosim. V'yeshamayim yeshes kulam v'yitein, so v'yeshamayim shouldn't do it. What do you do? The yitein akli le'ena Yehuda b'matana, ena Yisrael b'matana, v'yachzer v'yashilenu. What you do is, you need this kli. What are you going to do? So you give it as a matana to a non-Jew, and you borrow it back from him. Okay, you can sell it to a non-Jew, give it to a matana to a non-Jew, okay, and then you borrow it back from him. All right? The ain't tzar kli, there it doesn't need tefillah because it belongs to the goy. Right? It belongs to the goy. Now, then the Ramah says a different thing. You can fill it up with water from the mikveh, and it won't need tefillah. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch over there. The Mishnah Berurah, okay, Mishnah Berurah in Sukkotan Lamed Gimel over there in Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Chav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma Saladin, Mashma Leishonu I'm Dakam. What should I do? Yesh Yesh Osim. That's a question. It's a machlokas. He says mutter or yesh osim. And he quotes Ramah says we should follow the yesh osim. And then I'm not going to go into it now because not really, we're not learning those dinim now, but look in the Bir Halacha over there in Siman Shin Chav Gimel and Siv Zion. There's a long Bir Halacha where he explains what the reasons are, why it's also altogether to be Tovah, Kalem, and Shabbos, and Yantav, the different reasons we mentioned. Okay? And one of the other reasons, by the way, is Misakim. You're fixing something. Now, you're not physically fixing, it's not broken, but you're halachically fixing something. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah writes there in the Bir Halacha at the end of 91, at the end of the piece, Linus Daiti Efsher. It's really the bezel lo shach misaken kaven the af mishtamish ba kli belitzu legamkein ena machal nesav the yevel lekuli alma. Here it's not really misaken because lemaisa, if you use it without being tovel, the food's not going to be treif. So you didn't really halachically fix it either because it was the yevel usable, you know, even if you didn't. Okay, so that those are some of the issues there. It's also Avner Nezer says something else, and I printed it because it's going to be important in a moment. Avner Nezer in Tshuvas. I'm the Nezer Chelik Archaim Simon Tov Yurches 92. Okay, he says he wonders again. The Gemara had a whole bunch of reasons: Shema Yischat, Shema Yavirenu, Shema Yisha. You'll delay, and you'll delay toveling it. You'll end up making something tummy, and also the reason of Shema Yisaken. And those don't seem to have made it into some of the discussions. Avner Nezer, I'll tell you why. Because it's not really Misaken. It was the timer. There's an Os Yud Aleph of Chuvus. Avner Nezer Chelik Archaim Simon Tov Yurches. The time of the Misakim of Shach Klaubitzus came to Ina, Lefima Shikha Safti, you know, Matir Kla, Rak Mitzvah Say, it's a Mitzvah Say. Right? It's some again the Mishabura alluded to. Nezah is before the Mishabura, contemporary of the Mishabura. So Mishabura said it, right? It doesn't really accomplish anything because you can eat without it. Now, the Avinezer says it a little differently. He said, it's a Mitzvah Say. Okay? It's a Mitzvah Say. So that's not Misakim. It's not broken, so to speak. It's not you're fixing something. Okay? Just to understand that one reason about Takala. So let's move to just a second. Okay, just a minute, as I say. Yeah, he quotes a comparison. Some will hold that on Shabbos you're allowed to wear a garment without tzitzis on it. Okay. Because no isser to wear such a garment, just as a mitzvah say to put it on. Again, Adam agrees with that, but that's what he throws in. I just printed also in 93 the Yamshel Shlomo in Beitza, Perk Beis, Simon Yud Tes, Anatsug in Beitza. He writes, also lahashos kelem atzichim zilim mishum takala. Okay, don't leave something around that needs a tevila because by mistake you'll use it, or, you know, you'll ruin something, you'll put some shum in something, you won't realize it. That's why that's the idea of Shema Yishe, you'll leave it around. Okay, I also printed the Prima Godim Orachaim Mishpat Zov Siman Tov Pei Vav. He writes, "Belel Pesach, what is comes Pesach night? Ain lo kos el kiim echad shelo tovel. Forgot to be tovel the kos, new kos on Erev Pesach. That's all you have." So he says, "Yeshlomo the Shar Litvah Maim Sucha Malayla." So you can dip put the lake or some other thing. Okay, but efshar dim ein lo mayim, we have no water at all. Shar l'shtamek kachin use it anyway. Why? The osya say the rabbanim v'dochli said tefillah b'schusim divrei sofrim. Certainly if it's glass, mashenikim and matkas, if it's glass and metal. All right, again, those are side issues with regards to Shabbos. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch here in the last sif of Siman Kufchav, Siman Sif Tezayin 95. Im shachach v'lo hitbul kli erev Shabbos Rabbi Yonta. What do you do? Like we said before, yitenenu la'ovir kachav matana. Give it as a gift to a non-Jew, or you could sell it to a non-Jew, and so on. V'chakach yishalanu men, and then you borrow it back. U'mutu l'shtamish bo. It's a legal fiction. It's a loophole, like selling chametz. Comes the Ramah, and adds an important addition, the name of the Beis Yosef. V'chein yas afilu b'chol. V'makom she'ein lo mikveh. Even if it's a weekday, you don't have a mikveh, it's the same problem. Right? You're stuck someplace, you know, you're out somewhere, camping or whatever it is, you're someplace, no mikveh nearby. You're traveling somewhere and there's no mikveh nearby. You have these kelim you forgot to be tovel, so you can give it to a non-Jew or sell it to a non-Jew and borrow it back from him. Okay, then he says, as we learned already, Shulroch concludes the simon. You're not supposed to do it, but not also. Okay, now, in terms of the giving it to a goy, this became very relevant in recent weeks because for safety reasons, a lot of the kelim, a lot of mikvos were closed for kelim, right? Like kelim mikvos, you know, just recently some have opened up a little bit now, but a lot of the kelim mikvahs, because the corona were closed, and people bought new kelim, especially for Pesach, people got new kelim. So what do you do? So the Ramah tells you, well, it's like there's no mikveh. We have a mikveh. We can't get in there. So it's like there's no mikveh. So he says to sell it to a non-Jew. So actually, either sell it or give it to him. If you have a non-Jew, you can give it to a good. Okay, but if you look, you have a moment, go to the RCA, Rabbinical Council of America, website, and they had a document. They had someone who works in their office and whatever, a non-Jew. So people would they agree to sell it to that person, okay, or give it to him as a gift. It's printed. I advise many people. I did it myself. My wife needed some new item. It actually after Pesach, and she got it with it, you know. But for the time being, you rent it or you sell it, or you gift it to a non-Jew, then you borrow it back. That's what comes out from this Ramah. It's an important point. Okay, now, however, the Taz puts in a caveat, which is a Marila Machokas Achronim. The Taz in Kotan Yurches has a caveat that Nira Li, the high tikuna, Eno El Lafi Shah. That's very true. You can do this trick and give it to the guy on Shabbos. But that's a temporary fix. Okay? But when Shabbos is over, now you can get to the mikveh. Or in our scenario, right now there's no mikveh. But in a few weeks, hopefully the mikveh will be open. In the Kalim mikveh will be open. So then you can't rely on that trick anymore. Right? The Tanya says it's a temporary, you know, it's a temporary situation. What can you do? I have no choice. So again, this is a form of haroma, okay? And you give it to the guy, but the Taz says that's only a short term, okay? You can't do that forever. You can't say, oh, all right, once I did it, now it's a guy. That's a haroma. Haroma means you know, like a legal loophole, right? It's a trick. So okay, see, it now belongs to the guy, but that can't be forever. That's what he holds, all right. However, others disagree with that, okay? He writes, well, Achar Shabbos. Oh, she's daven lo mikveh. If now it's after Shabbos, you can go to the mikveh, or now you come to a place where there is a mikveh, or your local mikveh opens up, then no good. And you can't rely on that, and you have to do tefillah at that point, perhaps even a bracha. Okay? And therefore, but at the end, I'm not sure about the bracha. He says to do without a bracha. Others disagree. Okay, actually, Kiva Eger and Sivkot Nalef way back mentioned that thing, and he disagreed. He seems to say that it works forever. Okay? And the Pesach Tshuva, it's quite in Tesh Rav, he calls it a haroma. Okay? It's a haroma. It's like a, you know, a legal loophole, legal fantasy. Okay? But it works. It works. So that's the idea. You give it to a guy, or you sell it to a guy, perhaps it works even long term. The Taz once when it says only works short term. All right? So that sort of finishes Sif Tes Zayin, and hence the Siman. What I'd like to do now is just look at two very important contemporary issues, okay, that come up and see some of the tshuvas, which will relate to some of the things that we said, okay, but to a couple of halacha lemaisa in yonim, okay. One is, what do you do with an electrical appliance? Right, not in the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, because I don't have it. They didn't have it. But what do you do with tevila with regards to an electrical appliance? Where the assumption is, you're going to put that into the mix, it's going to ruin the item. It's going to, you know, short out the, well, the water is not good with electricity, right? So it's going to short it out. So that's really the problem, okay? Yeah. So if you look in Source 98, the Pesach Tshuva, we saw it back at the beginning of the Siman. And this Siman Kuf Chof, and Siman Cotton Aleph, he talked about what if you have pots that are too big, okay, too big to put in the mikveh, okay? Pots are too big to put in the mikveh. So, just a moment. So again, it's not talking about electrical pots, but there's enormous pots that you can't all fit in the kelim mikveh. Hayoros hagdolos, okay? Shavashim bo shecha, they make beer, or whatever, huge vats. That, you know, whiskey or whatever, these enormous vats that are too big to move and too big to put in the mikveh. Okay? So he said that's a kli. Ba'elam takal shat bilim. So, oh, yinko bahem nekev godol. She's batal mitoris akli. In effect, break it. Okay? Break it to the point that it's not going to be able to do what you want it to do. And then, ba'charkach yisakein uman Yisrael. But a Jew who knows how to, well, now fix it back up. So now it's the Jew who completed the process of making this into a kli. So therefore, it's now, it was like manufactured by a Jew, so there's no problem with tefillah. That's what he says. Okay? Yeah, so that is certainly a suggestion. That is certainly a suggestion. You break it. Okay, there are places today that people rely on that. There's a couple stores, and we have a lot of large Jewish populations in the Borough Park, Williamsburg, but I have a Jewish appliance store. What he'll do is you go in with whatever appliance you bought, and he'll take out some piece or whatever that renders it useless or not properly useful and so on and so forth, and then he fixes it, and now it's completed by the Jew, right? And so that's an Eitzah. That's one Eitzah. All right. The other Eitzah, of course, is as we just discussed. The other Eitzah we just discussed is you give it to a goy. You have a cleaning lady, a housekeeper, a non-Jewish partner or a person that you work for. You give it to him, either sell it to him for a dollar, okay, or you give it to him as a present and he borrowed back. So again, those are two Eitzahs. All right, those are two Eitzahs that emerge. Okay. The Piskei Teshuva says
Rabbi,
something important, okay, which we'll come back to. I may as well mention now since we're here. The Piskei Teshuva says something else, that it's really not a problem because the stuff that's in that barrel is not edible. It's not really clay suda. Okay, so that's why people are lenient about it. It's not really clay suda. Okay, we talked about. All right, just to look at some
Rabbi.
Teshuvas, relatively recent Teshuvas. So in Source 99, the Teshuvas in the Chelkas Yaakov, that's a Yaakov Breish in Switzerland. Mem Aleph. He says, "Binyan clear usil chamem teir kafe." Right, the urn, a samovar, a percolator. Okay, ba chashmol shabo. Okay, it's an electric burner, electric urn. Ef shalat mila. You can't put it in the. It'll ruin it. Right. So he says, and Sukkot and Gimel, Oz Gimel there. So 99. Ochein lavin as daiti es heter bor lishtamish af below tvila. But I have another heter to use without tvila. He says, based on some of the Shus Yaakov. Earlier, Akon writes, okay, and the Shus Yaakov is in the early Akonim, and he basically says that something which is kavua bikarka, something which is built into the ground, okay, so you can't be toivel it. So something which is mechuber lekarka, he talks about a tanur, okay, tanur is a mechuber kavua bikarka, mechuber lekarka, all right. So then there's no tuma by that, and the laws of tuma and tara, okay. It's the same thing here. Even though we're not talking about Tum and Tar over here, okay, we're not talking about Tum and Tar over here, but he quotes the Shus Yaakov that a kli which is mechuber lekarka does not need tefillah, okay, but that story by din by Tum and Tar. So this is not going to be any more chomer than the din by Tum and Tar. So he says, well, when you plug it in, okay, when you plug it in, so now it's mechuber lekarka. Right, because the plug is attached to the wall, which is electrically attached, through wires, basically to the rest of the house and so on. So now it's like, that's his chiddush, is mechuber lekarka, okay? So basically, you don't have to do anything, okay? You don't have to do anything. All right, so that's a chiddush, the plugging something to make it have the status of mechuber lekarka, all right? All right, so that's the Chelkas Yaakov has this kula. And because again, his point being, it's not so far fetched. Look, he writes in the last paragraph. He writes, when it's not plugged in, it's useless. Right? This hot water urn's not going to work unless it's plugged in. That doesn't serve its function. And it only serves its function when it's plugged in. So, Mela, you plug it in, that makes it mechuber lekarka, so that it doesn't, the dinim don't apply. So, that's the third het there. Again, the first, you sell it or give it to a guy. The second is you break it, have a Jew fix it. The third is here, you plug it in according to the shoe, make him a chula karka. Elsewhere, a different shoe, that's in Simon Mem Aleph. And Simon Mem Gimel, same Jew, same author. Jew is Chalkas Yaakov, Kelikar Deh, Simon Mem Gimel. Okay, he has it. And Ozdalet is another suggestion. Okay, number 100. Again, Jew is Chalkas Yaakov, Kelikar Deh, Simon Mem Gimel, Ozdalet. Right, so chola, and besides the plugged-in thing, he said, you can do something else. Okay, you can do. You basically, you'll go ahead to. The only issue is where is the. The only problem with getting it wet is the hole or the opening where the electric piece goes in. Right. In other words, you have. You've all seen the samovars or tomb pots. So you plug it in, so there's some kind of a place where the wire goes in. It goes into the plug, goes into the wall on this side, and there's some other piece that you stick in, like with your phone, like you stick it in. So the only problem is in that one place. That's what can't get wet. The rest of it can get wet, just that place that can't get wet. So he said that the rest of it is okay to get wet. All right, and the issue is only the hole where, you know, where the wire is plugged into. So he said, so when you toggle it, wet your finger a little bit, like we discussed the other day. Remember, we said if your hand is wet, so even if you're holding it, again, we're machmir to hold it gently anyway, but or to put it in a basket and drop it in and catch it in the basket. Okay, but I don't know if I mentioned that. That's what a lot of people do today, and a lot of kelim because they have a basket. So you put the basket in the water, and then you take something and you just drop it in, so it sinks down to the basket, so it won't. Now, sometimes I should mention this. I should have mentioned this last week. I didn't. It flew my head. Sometimes I've been to places where they have these mikvahs in the back. So the guy buys a set of silverware. So he puts everything in and just dunks that whole thing. Yeah, but they're so tight together. If you're going to do that, you should shake it a little bit so water moves through. I wouldn't put in too many pieces at once. You know, limit to how many pieces you put in. So anyway, but here, so if your hands are wet, so wet your hand a little bit, wet your finger a little bit with the water from the mikveh. Put your finger in the place, kind of blocking the place where the plug goes into. That won't get wet because your finger is blocking it. Okay, and that'll prevent it from getting wet. And, then be total. Okay, and the water on your finger will become, by hashoka, like we discussed last week. Okay, so then it'll work. All right, now, I don't know if that's the case by most kelim today. It's not just that one area that we're afraid of getting wet, right? Sometimes the electric element is throughout, you know, the whole pot. It's, you know, it's not just. But he has that tshuva. The Chalkus Yaakov over here in Source 100 has that tshuva to put your finger in that one place, and then you'll solve it. If you have that type of a setup. So that's another heter. Ramosha Feinstein in 101. Tshuva's Igus Moshe, Yerodea Chelik Aleph Simon Nun Zion. Bekalim Shemavashim Beelectri, Shemishulem Yesh Mechonis Electric, Sheev Shalipo Mokom Electric Shetiskalkil. Okay. So Moshe says, what you can do is, depends on, I guess, on also on a type of Kli. Okay. Moshe says the electric unit is very often separate from the rest of it. And that's not really the clay suda part. The water, whatever it is, goes into the other part. So he says, but the electric unit is not really part of it. Well, today it's different, but in his time, the electric unit was used at the bottom. The old-fashioned samovars and, the electric, I think now it's throughout the entire, throughout the entire walls of the thing with many of them. But what Moshe was talking about, where the electric unit is like a separate entity. Okay, if you can take out just the clay suda part, so then it's okay. Then it's okay. All right. So you can just dip that part in up until the electrical point. You just put that part in up until the electrical point. Again, this won't work for all kelim. Okay. And also, one second, isn't there a part where it's very closely connected? So he said that's like Beis Hastorim. Beis Hastorim means, let's say in your mouth or in your ear, the water doesn't have to get there. It's called Beis Hastorim. I won't go into the technicalities of that, but that's where Moshe writes. Where Moshe writes, a clay suda, which is attached to something else, so it's like two different kalim. So you're going to matbil just the clay suda part. In other words, if you have one of those percolators, hot water urns, where the electric is on the bottom, so put it in just up until that point. Don't let that part get wet. Just make sure that only the metal part where the water is going to go is going to get wet. Okay. Again, this won't work for a certain type of a kalim at all, where it's not too different, like a toaster. A toaster is not two different pieces. And this after Moshe will work where it's, will work if that's type with that type of a kli.
Maybe.
Oh, that's his two. There are two other things which poskim say. Okay, this one, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you able to hear us? Totally. Are you able to hear us?
I don't hear. Hold on, I'm sorry, go ahead. Say it again.
Are you able to hear us?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't have my volume on loud. Sorry.
Okay, I think Yehuda had a question. Yehuda, do you still have a question? I'm sorry.
I apologize, I'm sorry. I just realized my sound was off. I hope you heard me all this time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's in my head. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a quick question about the different kalim. I've heard that a lot of the kalim, which there's concern about in terms of the electrical, the effects on the electrical systems, if you just let it dry over the course of
I was about to mention that. Yes, I was about to mention that. Those five things I just said, again, we have five different possibilities. It's either you do this harama, you know, you sell it to a guy, and Taz only said it works temporarily. It doesn't help that much. But Kivag and others said it did work. So that's one possibility. You sell it or give it to a guy, Matana. The second one is you break it, you know, and have a Jew fix it. Okay, I don't know how practical this all the time. A third is the heter Chalkas Yaakov doesn't need because it's mechuba lekarka when you plug it in. It's useless unless you plug it in. Four is if it's that type of kli, you just put your finger above the electric part that doesn't get wet, you can do that. Or a Moshe, you only total half of it or three quarters, whatever, up until the point. But others say, it's not really true. This is what when I first got married and so on and so forth, so we asked people, and they said, look, the people did experiments, and if you talk a toivelet and it gets wet, but leave it, don't use it for a week, and let it dry, and then it dries out, usually it's okay. Right, it's okay, Tak, if it gets wet, it doesn't ruin it. It's not like we have a problem with electricity. If you plug it in when it's soaking wet, then you're going to have a problem, you short it out. But if you get it wet, let's remember the wires are inside, even if it gets wet, but leave it out for a few days, leave it out for a week, it'll dry. That's what many people recommend. The only thing is, I don't know, and I asked this once, not that long ago, Shachter. I said, I think that was true for a while, you know, but now that everything is on these tiny, like, computer chips, you know, it's like a piece of cardboard. You ever see those chips inside, where the little computer, I don't know what they're called. Maybe diode? I don't know. There's some name. But there's almost like a cardboard chip. And if that gets wet, it becomes soggy. It could ruin the whole thing. So I'm not sure. But I think Yehuda, you're correct. And that's what many people say. And it worked for many people. I mean, I did it myself. You know, it gets wet and you dry it out. So, I mean, let it sit in the sun, or you're not in the sun. Just let it sit in the kitchen unused for a number of days. And it'll dry out. It won't be a problem. And the only thing is, you have to check the different types of kalim. I think today, everything is on these tiny computer chips. You know, with some, you've seen the inside of things. Sometimes they're like a piece of cardboard. No, it's like if that gets wet, and it may not really get wet because again, it's inside. So you have to check. It's a Metzius question. But that's what some poskim are makel about. Also, Rav Shechter said just misvara. He said if you absolutely can't be toivelit, okay, so he thinks there's no mitzvah. Because the mitzvah can't be to ruin something. The mitzvah, tefillas kelim, in order to be able to use this clay, I have to ruin it. Fundamentally, if Shechter holds that you don't do anything. Okay? Now, by the way, there's a whole other issue that many people assume, without going into the details now, but I should mention in this whole context, you know, that there's no problem, you know, the whole issue is when you buy it from a guy, okay? But today, you're buying it from a factory. Okay, so that goes into the whole question of status of corporations, right? For this purpose, a corporate, like, you know, owning chametz and so on and so forth. The same thing here. I mean, is it a problem of, the board of McGoy? That's not called buying from McGoy. So there's a lot of, there's room to be lenient in that regard as well, because it's not, you're not really buying from McGoy. Even if you buy from McGoy, it's your store. But again, it was manufactured by a company somewhere. So maybe the whole din doesn't apply. But anyway, that's, I think, of Shecht and others, of Makel. You don't have to do anything. Not because he agrees with the Mechuba Lekarka suggestion of the Chalkas Yaakov, but again, you know, this is a mitzvah. I didn't see this inside. My son, I was just discussing with him yesterday. So he told me that he said, Rav Asher Weiss, he said, I didn't get a chance to look it up, and one of his Svarim, one of the Menuchas Asher, talks about this. And he also says, he brings an interesting raya. Remember, we have the din. Where was it? If ever guy in a what's it was it? Where Shutfim? We had the Gemara talked about, like, a Jew and a non-Jew owned the Shutfas doesn't need it, right? Where was that? I don't remember. Where a guy and a Jew owned the Shutfas. Let's see. Different types of tefillah. I don't know. We mentioned this, no? can find it simply. I should have looked it up before. Did we not mention that yesterday? We mentioned nobody saw it and a guy owned it, Bishufas. I'm not going to spend time looking for it now, but find it quickly. We talked about a mashkon. Ah, why can't I find it? Got a Gemara, no? Anybody remember? Not Shulam, right? Not borrowed. That we spoke about. And the Ramah said also about Shufas. Where is it now? Why can't I find it?
Rabbi, I think it's in Sifyat Aleph. Shimon Sifyat Aleph in the Ramah. Is that possible?
Yud Aleph, you say?
Yeah, in the Ramah in Yud Aleph.
No, it's somewhere. Correct. Yeah, because we had an Issa Beheta, right? Issa Beheta in 57. Right, we saw Kanani Shakano Klibas Shufas Ain Tzarech Tvila. Okay, yeah, look at 57. Right, thank you. So I'm always quoting this of a Heta, right? Yeah, there it is. Okay, so I'll go right. Sifyat Aleph. Thank you. I was looking earlier. Yisrael b'avakom Shakano Klibas Shufas Ain Tzarech Tvila. But look now back in 57. This of a Heta, if you have it. Sharon Nunches this of a Tarech Os Tzadi Aleph. Yisrael b'kanan Shakano Klibas Shufas Ain Tzarech Tvila. The Habavadai Ain Yotze Midei Shum Tuma the Tvila Zu Adaim Shem Shufas Akanani Aleph. The whole idea is he brought it to Gush Yisrael, but the guy still, it's not like he owns 50% and you own 50%, right? You own 50% of everything, right? So the Tefillah doesn't accomplish anything, right? The Tefillah doesn't accomplish anything. There's no Tefillah. Okay, so then in such a case, you don't need Tefillah. So the way my son said, that's what Rav Asher Weiss is right. He said the same thing here. Okay, since it's going to break if you put it in, so then the Tefillah doesn't accomplish anything. That was his raya. It's not stam. The Meshach, the way I heard him say, well, you can't have a mitzvah to destroy something. That can't be the mitzvah. But the way, again, I didn't see the inside. The way my son said it to me, Rav Asher Weiss said, the raya is in the case of shufas. Because the tefillah doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. Because half of it still belongs to the goy, which we didn't take it out of the status. And it's not half. This half is mine, that half is his. When you have shufas means each one of us has 50% ownership of the whole thing. So a mela, since the tefillah doesn't accomplish anything, so the same thing here. If the tefillah is going to break the kli, then the tefillah doesn't accomplish anything. So in the middle, there's no chiyuv tefillah. The way my son said it, that's what Rav Asher Weiss is right. Anyway, those are different possibilities. Yes,
go ahead. Two questions. One is, in terms of what Rebbe was saying about factories, could this idea be totally on the machlokas, which is sex? Matzah,
Shmura. That's an old question. Yes. What Matzah, Shmura? But no, Matzah, Shmura, I don't know. What do you mean? What about machines? No,
yeah, meaning machine Matzah being considered Shmura.
That's a different thing. That's a din of Lishma. That's a different thing. I think that's a different thing.
In terms of whether or not the pressing of the button, meaning the koach,
I see what you're saying. So here, the guy did it. Yeah, maybe. But here it's a matter of ownership. Well, maybe. Maybe it's also a question of who manufactured it. It could be. I didn't see it presented that way, but I hear.
The other question is, not that this is really per se a question on either Shita, but I saw in Rabbi Tor's book on the Sefer on this on the halachos, it's like the kitchen. So he writes talking about Hester Kalim or Felix Kalim, and he says that when it comes to buying a kli that can't be Tovel, he says that there's no reason to argue that you can buy it and then say, well, it can't be Tovel, so I'm not going to Tovel it because, you know, just don't buy that kli.
I've heard that. Shefter didn't seem to agree with that. He said, if you need that kli, and then it's not subject. That type of kli is simply not subject to dinim tefillas kalim. I think that's what he said. I thought of that question also. I know Rav Force said it. We saw it. It's a funny answer. I mean, you can say what he said. I thought we saw it. You know, I just discussed this with my son. So he said, so don't buy that kli. you know, as I don't know before said, I have the kitchen book. I'll take a look. But yeah, I think Rav Shachter didn't say it that way. He just said that cup of kli was never subject to the mitzvah. I think that's how I understood it. I'll double check it with him. Finally, the last thing I want to look at to finish up this simon, that's the electrical appliance question. So you have several different approaches. The last issue is the one-time usage issue. Okay, you know, disposable pans. After all, you buy aluminum pans, tin pans, you know, these kinds of things, which are metal. It is metal. All right, it's true that it's not the metal of the Torah, but at least it's Darabon, and the Torah mentioned only six metals. But it's aluminum and these types of things, you know, tin actually isn't a Torah, but, you know, aluminum pans and so on, but they're going to be disposed of. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Kalim, Perek Hey Halacha Zion, which I printed here 102. Okay. He talks about, again, it's talking about Tum and Tara, not for Tfilas Kalim, our Tfilas Kalim, but Tfilas Kalim is Tum and Tara. And the Rambam writes something which is you're going to eat what's in it. Shechoshav Lechol Mashav Besocho Ulazarko. Tar, right? You're going to throw it right out, then it's not a problem. Okay, so that's the question. How does this play over here with our Tfilas Kalim when you're going to throw it out right away? So again, we have a bunch of different tshuvas about it, okay, which I printed some of them here. And we have a few different possible, I don't want to say the word, the coolest necessary, but I guess so, okay? Six different possible approaches. One, okay, again, the tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, this is Cherek Leodeh Simon Mem Beis. We saw before Mem Aleph Mem Gimel. Here's Mem Beis. Okay, he kufsos hanin karim in a machel. You have boxes, containers, which is a little different. It's not to using a tin pan to cook in, but it came. It came in a container, okay, which you bought from a goy. Okay, it's a metal type container. He writes this. This tshuva is written to take a look. He's written to Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. The Shvi Eish, the Chalkis Yaakov wrote this Shvi Eish. Okay, so he says. You know, you have to be worried. Again, buy a bottle of Snapple or whatever, a bottle of orange juice, not in the plastic, but in glass. Okay, you buy a glass bottle of grape juice, a glass bottle of wine, right? I mean, so can you use that? After all, it's glass, right? Or if you're a metal container, some stuff comes in metal, whatever. Soda cans, right? I mean, so how can you use it? All right, Tevilas Kalim, right? So the Chalkas Yaak over here says basically in the second line of the where he starts with the tshuva, Kevin Sha'olim Einam Nizharim Mistami Yishlam Al Mitzvah. I mean, the world, nobody's the makbid on this, so it must be that it's okay. And he says, all right, he says, Odos Tzlochis Mimei Soda, Oshare Mashkos, soda bottles or other types of drinks and so on and so forth. He quotes tshuvas that Ein Daitom Liknos Tzlochis. You have no intake. You don't want the bottle. You want what's in it. You buy a bottle of soda or a can of soda, you know, or a bottle of Snapple or something like that. You don't want the jar. You want what's inside. Okay. You're never interested in acquiring ein daitom liknos hatzloches. And therefore, lo mikri shelo. You paid for it and you got it because you had to pay for it. It's the only way you can get it. But you're not interested in acquiring and being koneh the bottle of the can. You're going to throw it out and as soon as you drink everything, right? So therefore, what he says is when you buy, your goal is to buy the content, not the jar or the container that it's in. So you never really own it. In effect, you're borrowing it. You want it for the content. And not, you don't give it back. Well, sometimes you do. I guess you have a deposit. You know, you get 5 cents back, so you give back a deposit. But even without that, you're only interested in the content. All right, so that's the tshuva of the Chalkas Yaakov over there, okay? It's true that, it can last, all right? It's not like... It's not going to last. It'll last a long time. And he says there's some people who won't drink from it. All right? But he says, at the end of the first paragraph, he writes, Ein odom reshay lahachmer v'dobar shechazin shafilu tzadikim gdola yinan amachpidim. Kevan shamachalo nesal kol ponam l'shum deh. Anyway, the food never became also to start with. Ubeprat b'ku sol sh'achar shimush mashlichoson. Certainly, cans or bottles you're going to throw out right away. Okay? Then there's no problem. And therefore, he says, "Im kain amela afim balei charos." Second last paragraph. They make these boxes and so on and so forth. And Jew buys it, and he's in the other business. He's going to fill the box. You don't have to, because no one's interested in the containers, especially if you're going to throw it out. If something can last, the fact that you're going to throw it out shows that you didn't really want that altogether. Similarly, in another tshuva in Sin Mem Vav, also the Chalkas Yaakov. He says, "Menidon ka'aros shalniar hametsupim bezilver papir, silver foil, right? Yeah, tin foil over something, Okay, or us and us in matechas aluminum pans, metal. Does it need tefillah? So he says in Os Beis, Ochein l'fi emes nila, the deity that ain't tzorach tefillah. It doesn't need it. Okay, came in the tashmish karos halarak aroi. You have a tin pan, you cook it at once, you throw it out, maybe twice. Okay, you wash it, you reuse it once or twice. Right, aluminum pans, you know, you're throwing it out. It's only a temporary, and therefore, he said especially that. You know, hey, especially if Tzitzis comes on Darbonon, and the Rambam also had, perhaps it was Darbonon. So anyway, he's makel on something which is disposable, okay, if you're going to throw it out, all right? So then it's okay. So that's again, you're planning to throw it out, you're only interested in the content, you're only interested in using it one time, then it's okay. Another approach is Svidi Eish himself in 105, Chelek Beis, the Svidi Eish, Simon Chof Tes Os Gimel. He says, 1 second, just from a practical point of view, when are you going to buy a can of soda? When are you going to toggle it? He says, so shayach tefillah b'kuf soz, it's Os Gimel, of Simon Choftes, Chenik Beis, and the Sudi Eish, at least in this chuba that I have here. He said, when exactly are you going to be able to be toggle it? All right, on the one hand, im la'achash yotzeh machal mehem, okay, after I take the food out, I drank the soda. Well, I don't read it anymore, right? But kodem shiotzia machalam, before, it's not shayach tefillah, right? Because the inside's not going to get wet. You have a sealed can or a sealed bottle. So when are you going to do it? Okay? So what you could do is rak efshala hotzia machalam litpola sakuf soz. You can pour out the content, stuff in the content, be toivel, and then put it back in. Okay? But he says, azay yeshom the kevin sha'ocha mitok kuf zareo motzia samachalam adei chilazo. He says very simple, one second. You're not using the kli. You're taking the stuff out to eat it. So it's no different than actually if you take it out and then be toggle it and put it back in. What do you mean? You're taking it out. So once it's out, it's out. Right? You're taking these things out. You don't need it anymore. You're taking the food out. So what? Well, you're going to now be toggle it and put the, what are you going to put it back in for? So when you eat it, the same thing. You're taking it out. He says, nonetheless, he writes, Mikomokom, Bal Nefesh, Yachman Atzmi, Skavein Sholiknos, as Akusos. Bal Nefesh, you should have in mind that you're not really acquiring it. Okay, you have that in mind. But that's like a sort of second idea, is that, you know, is that just emptying it out. Okay, you're just emptying it out. So, okay, so that's this idea. Ramosha says a little different. Again, it's all along the same lines. Moshe finds in Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelik Beis Simon Mem, 106. Okay, he says Bedvar Kankanim Vatzluchet Sheishol Machman Shalokom Minachri Yash Shar Machman Chen Kler Coffee. Right, you buy a a bottle or a thing of coffee, whatever. Does it need tefillah or not? So he says it's also Mistabel and his Daitish Ain Tzrichin Tefillah because you're going to empty it out. My reason is mishum da kli nivta la mashkin. The kli is bottled to the mashke. You're buying the mashke. You're buying the drink. You're buying the content. Again, something we said before, right? You're buying the content. Therefore, halachically, the kli is bottled to the food. It doesn't have independent significance. Okay? Furthermore, he writes it on the next page. It's all that same tshuva. He also says, 1 second. He says also, Ramosha does, so we had so far, what, three? Towards the end. Yeah, he said something else, okay? He says, let's remember something else. When you buy it, okay, so the guy packaged the Coke or whatever it is, the soda, the Snapple, for him was clay schora. When did it become a clay suda? When you opened it. So the Jew made it into a clay suda. So no chiyuv tefillah. See what he says? Nim top on the next page. Nimta shalo konam akum klal kli klal. Rak etzel Yisrael master kli shalekal zedin tefillah. Okay? Now you buy a barrel of wine, that's his raya, okay, with Moses Maaseh Sheni, he says the wine is Maaseh Sheni, but not the barrel. Because it gets butthol, but it's more than butthol. You're the one who actually made it into that. Okay, so that's another point that he says. As far as disposable things, so he writes in a different tshuva, In Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Gimel Simon Chof Gimel 107. All right, he says when it's disposable. So he said that the things which are disposable was also never. He said Mishtamshim Bezo Gimel Pomim. Use it two or three times. So Moshe writes, you know, even if you use it more than once, you don't have to. You don't have to throw it out. It's okay to use it a couple of times, just because it's not a permanent kli. Chazin and the below miskaimen el zman kotzer, it doesn't last that long, right? How many times can you reuse an aluminum pan before it becomes not usable anymore? So he says these types of things were never mekabel tumah to begin with, and it only the whole gzera and the whole tumah is on something which can last a long time. So too, this won't help for a disposable, you know, for a can, a bottle of Snapple, a jar that can last for a long time. But for disposable pans, that's what Moshe says over here. Same thing in the Minchas Yitzchak, Yitzchak Weiss. Chelek Hey Simon Lamed Beis, all right. He has a few different questions, but the one we're interested in is the first one, 108. Benidon im machtos shel aluminum pans, right? The need tefillah or not? He also says they're made nasu b'der kol ishtamish b'em rak chad pa'ami. I can only so therefore he says the amud bar is that we're not told it. Finally. So when you're going to, with the Chiddush and the Chelkas Yaakov earlier was, if you're going to throw it out, that's like disposable. And even though the Snapple bottle can last, but if you're planning to throw it out, that makes it like disposable. Or you have a motion as far as the Kli is tuffle to the food, so it's like you never bought it. All right, and so on. Finally, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Ches Simon Chav Vav, those bays, he has a few other things. He quotes the Chazon Ish, and a few other sores, Lahakel. Okay, one is it was based on, you know, this is a whole Shilon Hilchos Shabbos opening, the whole opening bottles and cartons Shilon Shabbos, right? And you're making it into a kli, right? There's a whole thing about opening cans and bottles on Shabbos, right? So he says according to Chazon Ish, he says that according to some, and Chazon Ish holds like that, opening a can or a bottle on Shabbos also because it's bona, okay? It's bona because you've now created this into a kli. So says it's Tzitz Eliezer, if that's the case, so like I said before, when you opened it, you're the one who made it a kli. Okay? Now, so Moshe said you made it from a kli schora to a kli suda. Right? For the salesman, it was a bottle of juice or whatever it is, so it was a kli schora. And you, by opening it, made it into a kli suda. The Tzitz Eliezer is saying here a little differently. You're the one who made it into a kli altogether. Forget about kli suda, not kli suda. It wasn't a kli before, because bona is when you make it into a kli. So here, we have a kula in this regard. Therefore, the Jew made it, not the goy. The other thing he mentions also is says from Moshe. Also, it says till then it's not a kli suda, right? It's a storage kli. It doesn't say kli schora, but it's a storage kli. The goy made it for a storage, right, to keep the juice in. The Jew used it as a kli suda, so he made it. That's another raya. And finally, he says the end, okay, at the end, he writes, one other point, as we said before also, emptying it, when you empty something the first time, that's not called using a clay suda. Now, if you have a can or a jar that you drank something out of, and now you want to put more stuff in it, that's a problem. That we can't do. Okay, because now you're using that bottle. The first time I drink the Snapple out of the bottle, so then that's called emptying it. That's not cool using it as a clay suda. But if now I want to put more juice or more water or something into that bottle, now you're using it. That's a problem. Okay, you know, this is an issue with sometimes with wine. Okay, you buy a bottle of wine, so you open the wine, so I pour out. And I don't like wine that much. I want to save some of it, so I'll pour some back. Okay, I want to save it. I'll pour some back. We have to, for Kiddush, you have to pour a little in there. Remake it, not pogum, but whatever that is. But you put it back. No, but now you're using the bottle not for emptying. Now you're using the bottle as storage yourself. You're making it as a kli. So that's a different story. But if you're using it just at one time, when you empty it out that first time, it's not called a kli suda. Only subsequent usage is going to make it into a kli suda. Pour more stuff in, then you need to have tefillah takum. But emptying it the first time, then you're not using it as a kli. That's what the tshuva that he quotes, quotes somebody at the end, says it's Tzitz Eliezer. Schnechter held not the way. The drink directly, I think, is also, I think he thought you shouldn't drink out of a Snapple bottle directly. Pour it into a glass, you know, and don't drink out of it. But those are some of the haterim in terms of one time. It was the last tshuva that I printed, and this will finish with today. The last tshuva that I printed from it's from a Sternbuch, Chelek Aleph of his tshuva, tshuva on Haggas, Simon Tov Nun Beis. Okay, this is Nogea. Sometimes you go to one of these, you know, you buy someone a Shabbos, you go to like Oh Nuts or one of these places, you buy a candy platter, right, or a nut platter for people. It's on a glass thing or a metal thing, and you give them the whole thing, right? So now, can they use it without being toiveled? Right? Sometimes you want to go and, you know, you buy somebody a nice platter. If it's plastic, so forget about it. But if it's glass or it's metal, so this becomes a question. That's what Rav Sternbuch is talking about here. Okay? So you want to do the person a favor. So you know what? You'll buy the thing. You'll toivle the kli for him. You'll toivle it for him. And now you put the let it dry, put the candy on, and so on and so forth, and give it to him. Yeah, but that's a question. Because... You're not using it, right? That's what he says. He says maybe it's a problem. You know, it's almost like a mikshol because the you're not using it. That tool is not going to help, all right? And the same thing. You're going to tell me the store that's an etza. Let the store first be toiveled before they package it with candy or nuts or whatever. No, but the store owner is only using it as klei schora, right? So it's not going to help. It would be very helpful to be able to say, when you buy one of these platters and somebody says, oh, it's been pre-toiveled. That's a question, because toiveled by whom? Well, not toiveled by the person using it as clay suda. So that's a problem. So the best thing is, too, is you can give that candy platter. So while they're just emptying the candy out the first time, okay, then there's not an issue. But if you want to subsequently keep that glass serving tray or whatever it is and use it next week for your own stuff and so on, then Taka would probably need to feel it before. Okay, so he writes in the second paragraph of Sternberg, Ra'isi b'sefer tefilas kelim, she'hevim ha'poskim she'besocher she'mocher kelim shum tova atzol ha'ok ha'lakuchas lo mo'el. If the store owner, the guy who owns the candy store, the nut store, is tova, it doesn't help, because no chir tzul at that point. Mekol mo'chem, mo'cher tova, ein lo'kech ma'vila brocha, tova b'lo brocha. You have to do it out of brocha. But I'm not so sure. He said that works. So maybe the buyer can buy it and it can be zochet through somebody else. There's all kinds of complicated. The best thing is to let the person know, here, thank you for hosting me for Shabbos lunch. Here's a candy platter. If you want to use the glass afterwards, you know, and so on and so forth, so you'd have to be troubled. That, I think, is the more correct thing to do is let people know that it has to be troubled. Anyway, that's takes care of Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. I think we covered most of what I wanted to cover, or everything. We covered the whole simon. So tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, we'll do a halachas of hechsher kamagolas. Kam question, yeah.
So two questions. Sure. Number one, going back to the Shabbos issue, the Chazon Ish regarding opening a can. But if you hold opening a can is destroying it, then that should also make it okay because you're destroying the kli.
Yes.
Yeah. Second of all, can you just, let's say you buy the kli and then put the nuts on it. Can you just like eat out of it a little bit? And
yeah, okay.
Then...
You have in mind for that purpose? I guess so.
Okay.
It's hard to say that would not be allowed. Yeah,
so. Rabbi, would that same etza work for if you bring it to the host and then you eat from it? Meaning even though the host now owns it, if you toiled it and when you had it in your possession and
that's
you brought
a clever
it,
idea, but... It still doesn't belong to you, though.
Meaning at the time that you eat it, but at the time that you told us that it did belong to you, and you did intend for it to
Yeah, you intended to eat from it. I mean, your intention was to eat from it. Would that work? Your intention is to use it. I still don't think... It doesn't sit right with me to think about it.
Okay.
I don't think it'll work. So it doesn't sit right. Okay, so we'll stop over here, and Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow with Hekshek.